finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Live from Rebel Wireless, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And our location tonight is the Rebel Wireless store in Beechwood, 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Come on out and see us. We're here for the full hour. And with us tonight is the tight end from the Browns, Dan Gronkowski, and also from the Browns Radio Network, and on the new home for the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. And this was an exciting day. I'm still kind of on cloud nine from what we experienced over in Berea, because it was a huge announcement today. The Browns partnering with ESPN 850 WKNR and also with CBS Radio, their affiliates, because they'll be carrying the games and making history. This will be the first team, not only the first NFL team, the first team in sports to have its games carried on three different stations. And I just mentioned that Doug Deacon is here. He's going to be part of those broadcasts. Doug, we were together over in Berea today where the announcement happened, and you could just feel the sense of excitement in that building.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, not only with the new ownership and the new regime in charge of the Browns, there's been a lot of energy over there to begin with, and then today, just to see all those people from, you know, competing radio stations coming together, you know, it kind of reminded me, I said, it'd be like if all of a sudden you brought in somebody from the Steelers for your football team, would you accept them? Well, if it helps you win, you will. So it was kind of a win-win for him.
That's a great analogy. And for you, Doug, as the analyst on the broadcast with Jim Donovan, the play-by-play voice, you have basically been on another station doing Browns games for about 25 years. This is a big change for you. I know the job doesn't change. You're going to have that headset on and in the announcer's booth. So from that standpoint, analyzing games will not be different for you, but it's going to be different on this station.
Well, yeah, I think it will be. I mean, the thing is, the bottom line is, it's about the product on the field. And,
right.
You know, Jimmy is so good at describing what goes on that I think, you know, if somebody was visually impaired, if they listen to Jimmy, they see the ball game.
Sure.
That's how good he is. And I think it's just it's a change that I think hopefully everybody will enjoy. And, you know, it'll be a win-win-win. And that the last win being the biggest one, that's on the field.
There's no doubt about it. And joining us now is Dan Gronkowski, tight end for the Browns. And I want to put this right out there. We have history. This guy sitting next to me, we go back to his days in, I think, like middle school, and certainly through his high school career in Western New York playing quarterback. And my kids went to the same high school he did. So when he joined the Browns, and you're on your second stint officially because you were with him, you were cut, now you're brought back. It's so happy to first of all, to have you back and have you here. But, Dan, this has got to be – you're coming aboard this team now with a lot of change going on, and I'm sure as a player you recognize that too.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to be back on the team. I'm still going at it in the NFL. It's a grind in the league, so you just got to keep on grinding it out. And, yeah, there's a lot of changes going on and at the Browns facility.
Yeah.
They just put in a whole new weight room. I mean, they're gutting everything right now. So even around there, they're just trying to change up the atmosphere and really get things rolling.
What's that tell you as a player? Doesn't it say the investments being made to give you guys as players every opportunity you can to make yourselves as good as possible?
Oh, yeah. You can tell they're putting in the money and for the best stuff for us, and they want us to win. And going in there, you know that's what they expect. Everything they're doing in there is showing that, and they're really trying to, like I said, they're really trying to change up the atmosphere in there.
Another positive change that I think you as a tight end would appreciate, and by the way, the guy sitting next to you, even though he is a renowned former offensive tackle, he played some tight end in his career. We'll get into that too. But the fact that your head coach, Rob Jedzinski, is a former tight end playing there at University of Miami, playing that position, and I would think, and then North Turner, as an offensive coordinator, you know his reputation. I think there's a great appreciation for what you do, and it's an important position for this team. And I know they added for you and the other tight ends more competition by signing a couple of more tight ends. But I would imagine that's exciting to know that you've got a coach who appreciates that position.
Yeah, definitely. If you watch the film with those coaches and their offenses, you see the tight ends moving around every single play. There's usually two of them in the game, and they're doing a lot of, they're a big part of the offense. They're doing a lot of receiving, a lot of blocking, a lot of everything, basically.
Sure.
So they're all over the place, and it's going to be a really good fight with these other tight ends, and hopefully at the end the best wins.
Sure. Well, Doug, you know, again, that was a position you had a part of as a player, and I think the thing we always talk about on this show, and when you and I have conversations about football, which is pretty much on a regular basis, you like the complete tight end. You want the guy who is not just catching the ball, but also blocking.
Yeah, and I think, you know, offensive tackles like those tight ends that help chip and, on occasion. I played next to Ozzie Newsome and Milt Morin, and it was always nice when they helped you, because, you know, that meant a little something else because it made your job a little easier.
Sure.
And you were talking about that weight room, and I was thinking, we didn't start weights to maybe 1978 with the Browns, and at that point in time, the only thing they had was one of those universal machines.
Oh, yeah.
And that was basically guys would go there to rest and sit down. So the NFL has changed immensely over the last 20, 30 years.
Absolutely. And it's funny you bring that up, because another thing I know about Dan Gronkowski, his family has been in the weight selling, fitness equipment selling business, a very big one, for many years. So and I think before, I mean, you were in a lifting program, but you and your brothers also did a lot of deliveries, right? That helped, I mean, lifting those things.
Yeah, well, my dad owns G&G Fitness, who's actually in the Cleveland area now. And and we've had a weight room ever since I can remember.
You were born.
So my dad started teaching all of us the right way, obviously, because it worked out. But in about 8th and 9th grade, so he started showing us weights and getting us into that. And a lot of people used to joke that he used to feed us protein shakes when we were babies and stuff.
In the bottle.
In the bottle.
I heard that rumor back in Washington. All right, we're going to get more into your backstory because it's a fascinating one. Maybe folks have heard his brother is Rob Gronkowski playing for the Patriots. There might be a story or two about him we can talk about, knowing him also from a very young age, as I did. And we'll talk about the Browns, a lot of discussion about what's happened, the signing of Jason Campbell, more about what happened today, this historic deal, this radio rights deal that was made. So happy to be part of it and know that ESPN 850 WKNR becomes the official home of the Browns beginning May 1st. So much to talk about from the Rebel Wireless store. We're at 24345 Chagrin Boulevard in Beechwood. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. and virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Folks, if you want to save money on groceries, you got to check out Acme Fresh Markets. That's where I do all my shopping. Hi, gang, Riz here. And you know how Acme will save you money. Throughout the store, thousands of hot buys. Hot buys are always Acme's lowest prices. Weekly ad items, manufacturer price reductions, and in-store price reductions. Look for the hot buys in every department. If you're already an Acme customer, you've seen the savings. If you're not, give them a try. Acme Fresh Markets, 15 locations. Try one near you.
It's a football Thursday as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from the Rebel Wireless store in Beechwood. It's 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Come on out and see us. We've got tight end Dan Gronkowski here. We've got Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. They are signing autographs, their photos, and other items that fans are bringing along here. Come on out and visit. Talk some Browns football with us. We'd love to visit with you. And also, part of the announcement today, this big announcement of the Browns' new home being ESPN 850 WKNR and also on CBS Radio. This show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this show becomes a two-hour show at a date to be announced, but we are excited about that. It's going to have a new format with 2 hours and a new time slot. So we're going to announce that at a later time, and we are just thrilled about that. Really, really excited about that, because I said from day one that an hour probably wouldn't be enough for this show, and now we're excited that we're going to be able to bring you 2 hours of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug Deacon with me and Dan Gronkowski. Let's talk, Doug, first of all, about the news of the week, which is Jason Campbell being signed as a free agent by the Browns. And I think, you know, the first place I start with is just looking at him physically. He's very much of that larger athlete, that kind of that prototype of what Brandon Whedon is all about, right? The taller, big arm kind of guy.
Well, yeah, he kind of fits the offense that I think Norv Turner and Chud like to run, and that's more downfield, and he's got the big arm, and he's got a lot of experience. You know, and of course, the thing is, you know, he's a former number one draft pick, so obviously he's been evaluated pretty high during the course of his career. He hasn't had a whole lot of starts in the last couple years, but when we went out to Oakland, I think he had the Raiders at like 4-2, and then that's when Scott Fujita and Chris Gokong hurt his shoulder, and then they brought in Carson Palmer. But that was probably the beginning of one of his better years, and that was just a few years ago.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the style of offense, this is a downfield throwing team, so Norv Turner, his history, and Dan, you said you watched a lot, you've certainly watched a lot of tape to know what you're getting into, and Rob Chudzinski, they value that ability to throw the football downfield. I mean, that takes, you got to let patterns develop, you got to do all that stuff. From a blocking standpoint, it's a challenge, but more than anything, you have to have a quarterback who's got the arm to get it downfield.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's good to have a lot of good quarterbacks in there fighting competition, and it's going to be, they're all different body types, and hopefully one of them fit the offense really well and perform in the offense, and right. We got a guy that can really lead the team next year.
What, when you talk with some of your teammates, with all that's happened, it's been a whirlwind of change. I mean, from everything from ownership on down, and even the building's getting a makeover. It's getting remodeled. You mentioned what's happening in the weight room where we are. This show is getting a new studio. Everybody's getting new workspace on the second floor of the building. And it's kind of turned upside down right now, but it all should be finished by July. But as players, when you talk among yourselves, does that matter? I mean, I know your focus is individually on preparing yourself to for the season and to be as good as you possibly can be, win a job, all that stuff. But does the other stuff matter to you guys?
Yeah, it definitely matters. You want good facilities. There's a lot of teams out there with really good facilities that kind of try to draw players in that way as well, especially when you're a colder team. You have to impress the guys other ways other than weather. So it is good that they are amping up the facilities, making them some of the best in the league. Even the cafeteria, even the little things. A lot of new food and stuff like that, healthy food. And the players really enjoy that. And they know that they're making the investment, the owners, so they're going to play harder knowing that's going on as well.
What a change, Doug, though. And I don't want to do the way back when, remember when, but it's applicable here because this game has become so, you know, a higher level of science, if you will, from what players eat to how they're trained. Just talking to Brad Roll, who was on the show last night, the new strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, and all the steps he's going to start taking these guys through beginning Monday when the offseason program begins, and that has a science to it. Tell me what the science was when you joined this team.
Well, it's night and day because the facility they have over in Berea, in the back of it they have a shed where they keep the equipment. That was about the size of the whole facility for the team over at Case Western Reserve, and then they moved over next to Finney Stadium, and it was a little bit bigger, but not a whole lot. As far as the food, you know, you're talking about eating healthier. I always thought there was healthy stuff in there because there's nothing in there I ever liked. But, you know, you go to, when we had it, there was a guy, we called him Tomain Tommy. He had one of those food trucks that would come by, and, you know, it'd be microwave food that he'd give you. And, you know, that's how he got his name, Tomain Tommy. But, yeah, it has definitely changed. I mean, and just the workouts. I mean, the weights and everything, you know, we talked about, you know, having the universal. And Dan's been in, you know, lifting. He said since 14. You know, here we are, 27, 28 year old, getting our first exposure to weights, and there's guys that were offensive linemen at 225 was cutting them like a piece of butter. I mean, it was the game has definitely changed.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I was asking Dan today because Aaron Shea was complimenting him on his fitness. Yeah, you know how hard he's been working. But I asked him what size shoe, and he's got a size 16, and that's one of the things in the NFL. You know, the people have gotten bigger, but if you go through that locker room and you look at the shoes, I mean, there's only about maybe a handful of guys that wear less than size 12.
Yeah, it's the bigger athlete. I mean, just coming out in terms of society, bigger people in general, and what you guys have been trained to do to be ready for this game, the weight training and all that, as Doug brings up. But, you know, the other part of this thing, and kind of from a twofold point that Doug brought up, and that is how your diet is monitored. I mean, when you were given a prescribed sort of weight, what to eat, what to do, and there's no guesswork in terms of you've got to do this or you know it's to your detriment if you don't. There isn't. I mean, I know some guys may not show up in the best of shape, but they're crazy if they do.
Yeah, the saying goes, you are what you eat. So yeah. That's what they're really stressing over there right now. Really trying to get organic food in there, actually, and all the good stuff to really have our bodies going full speed, everything performing at the highest. So they're really amping up the cafeteria as well as our workout plans, trying to just make everything work together.
Sure.
So that we're the best, most in shape we've ever been in our lives.
And, you know, Doug mentions this too, with offensive linemen and others who were a guy was big when he was like 250 pounds playing guard. That wouldn't even be a fullback now. I mean, in all seriousness.
Yeah, I hear the same stories from my dad.
Your dad also played, obviously, in the NFL and played college ball. But you were, the whole thing that we're talking about here, you were conditioned with that through, maybe not as much in high school, you know, but to some degree. But really, when you got to Maryland, I mean, they had a full weight program, diet, everything, right? I mean, major colleges treat players like the NFL.
I think, major colleges is where you really start developing. They really get you going on the weights. But, I mean, now that's even trickling into high school, and that's all about just doing it the right way, not hurting yourself when you're that young. But everyone's a lot more educated more on weight training, speed training, than you've ever seen before. And I'm sure it's just going to keep on increasing more and more. You're going to have younger kids getting faster, stronger. Kids probably getting scholarships when they're in fifth grade and stuff because you can there's so many ways you can train and develop your body if you do it the right way.
This team is making a dramatic change, not only in its radio rights deal, but on its defense. Going to this 3-4 that Ray Horton is going to run. I want to know from an offensive perspective, and I'm going to get Doug's thoughts on this too, but from an offensive perspective, you've spent a training camp with the Browns working against the 4-3. You've spent time with other teams in this league. You were with Detroit. You were with Denver. You were with New England. So you've had different schemes that team was playing. That's what you see in practice, basically, right? So what kind of a changeover is it going to be for you? Is it going to be, in general, for other offensive players to face now this 3-4 Steelers type of scheme in practice?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when you're scrimmaging against your own team every day, you get used to that. So then when you go see the other one, it kind of throws you off a little because you don't see that much in practice. The only time you do it is when the show team shows it to you that week.
Right.
So you kind of get thrown off a little. All your calls have to be different at the line, your adjustments, your route running. So it's a big change from one defense to the other. Some teams play both of it. So, I mean, you got to know all of it all the time and be ready for whatever happens. Because the defense plays one way, they could switch it up to what you haven't even been practicing for. So you have to always be ready.
This Steelers scheme, you know, I mean, you've seen it up close and you certainly studied it. You know this thing is going to be pretty complex and very aggressive.
Yeah, definitely. Some teams, I mean, they just have guys walking around everywhere. You have to sort them out, so there's ways you got to do it. Yeah, exactly. And it's difficult, but that's why we're professionals, and that's why we're at this level.
Doug, the free agent shopping that the Browns have done started very heavily on the defensive side of the ball, and rightfully so, with Paul Kruger, with Desmond Bryant, with Quinton Groves. And it's been, I think, methodical all the way through. There's been a variety of positions hit, but none harder than that front seven. What's your general take on how the shopping has gone to date?
Well, I think, obviously, the front seven is going to be important, and they already had some quality front seven people. I think, as we watch, and then all of a sudden they go to the secondary, and they address some of the needs there, but only with one-year contracts, it gives you an idea of maybe where they're going to go in the draft, I would say. But you can't get enough people. I mean, you had some depth, but if you can always upgrade the depth, then you're improving your football team. And,
right.
That's what I think that they're trying to do.
It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on a football Thursday. We're broadcasting from the Revel Wireless Store in Beechwood, 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Come on out. Come get an autograph from Dan Gronkowski, from Doug Deacon. They've got photographs in front of them. Nice ones, 8x10s, the sign for you, and whatever else you might bring along. We got some folks out here with us. We're going to talk when we come back. We're going to talk more about the Dan Gronkowski and Rob Gronkowski relationship, the brothers, the very famous Rob Gronkowski. And Dan's going to give us some insights into his brother, into his family. It's a fascinating story. We'll get into that and more Browns discussion right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals, only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
debit or credit?
At Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Go to the website, dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
Whatever happened to lunch? You remember lunch, don't you? Well, these days it's been replaced by frantic snacking at your desk.
How are those reports coming, Johnson?
I'm all over it, huh?
Or worse yet, nothing at all. That's the sound of nothing at all. Fortunately, there's a place where lunch still lives. Applebee's Lunch Menu offers 75 different combinations of soups, salads, pastas, and sandwiches. Like the new chicken tortilla soup and Fiesta chicken chop salad. All made with the season's best ingredients as you sit at an actual table, enjoying some actual hard-earned downtime. Take that, eating at your desk.
Johnson?
Take that, nothing. Yeah, thought so. Reclaim lunch, starting at just $6.99 at Applebee's. See you tomorrow.
At participating Applebee's, price and participation may vary.
Hop into Applebee's Easter Sunday, March 31st, where kids eat free all day. Offer good to kids 12 and under for any kids' menu meal. Limit two free kids for every adult meal purchased.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Enjoying our time here at the Revel Wireless Store at 24345 Chagrin Boulevard in Beachwood. Got a nice crowd on hand to come see Doug Deacon and Dan Gronkowski with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. Let's talk about the Gronk story. This is a very interesting family story. You touched upon it earlier. Your father, of course, owning a company called G&G Fitness. You know, I bought some stuff from you guys. We got it.
Good stuff.
It's really good stuff. It's still in the basement.
They got recliners, too?
And I actually got some stuff, weight stuff that I used. Yes, 5 to 10 minutes. But it's back home in my other home back in Western New York. But also, I want to talk with you about this. You guys, from a very early age, sports has meant everything, but a rough and tumble family. Tell people, we know about you. Certainly people know about Rob playing for the Patriots, another tight end. You got a brother, Chris. At one point, three of you were in the league at the same time, correct? And when Chris was playing for, the last team was the Colts?
Yeah, he was with the Colts last year. He was with Denver.
Denver, okay. So break it down. The family and everybody in one form or another is involved in athletics.
Yeah, well, it started with my older brother. He actually never played football, so he was a baseball player.
Gordy.
Freshman All-American in college, and he had some back injuries that set him back a little. But he played about 6 years in the minor leagues and just stopped playing last year. So he had a really good career. But then comes me, and then Chris, who was with Denver last year.
Right.
He's a free agent right now. He's a fullback. Okay. And then Rob comes after him. So he's the big superstar out in New England right now. And then our younger brother plays fullback for Kansas State. So he's a redshirt freshman.
And Goose.
Yeah, he's the young one. His nickname's
Goose.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun together. We're pretty out of control, all of us.
I was going to say, because, you know, in a family like that, when it's all about sports and it's all guys, there had to be, I imagine, just a couple of times when you guys maybe gotten a couple of fights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're always fighting. It's constant. I mean, we're playing some sports and game we made up, and it always turned out in brawls. And
what was the game?
I mean, just backyard baseball. We always played mini sticks in the basement when it was cold outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's some hockey right there. And just always making up games and just going crazy. And I don't know what happened, but somehow we all became great players and just work with each other to make us better.
I heard it said that the older brothers really kind of did a number on Rob. I mean, you guys kind of took great pleasure in beating on him.
It wasn't really, I mean, it wasn't our fault. It was all his. He was the one that just antagonized everything. And I mean, he was just,
shock.
Oh my gosh, he was terrible. And we would just give him Charlie horses and it didn't even hurt him anymore. And obviously you can see out in the field, he just goes wild and you don't know how he, I mean, he got hurt, but he should be getting hurt every game the way he plays. He goes all out.
So what's the story with his off-field behavior? Because it's starting to become, obviously, it's as much a part of his persona as what he's done on the field, which has been fantastic. But what do you, I mean, how do you answer, because you get those questions, I'm sure, all the time, and what do you say after a while?
Well, I mean, he's not getting hurt.
And it's partying, it's fun,
yeah,
I know,
yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, Rob and, I mean, all of us, really, all the brothers, I mean, we work so hard. That's how we've made it so far. We've outworked everyone. We still do that every day. If we're going to go out and have a good time, we make sure we get a workout in that day. We get it out of our system the next day. And the thing is, he's not getting hurt outside football. He's getting hurt during football. He comes prepared every day. I played with him for half the season. He comes prepared every day. His mind right, ready for the game, ready for practice. Goes all out in practice, and that's all you can ask for.
You know, it's funny. Earlier today, I was telling on this station with Tony Rizzo, when they were all at the facility, I told some stories about, you know, growing up, Gronkowski, being around you guys a little bit as my kids because you went to the same schools together. And I brought up the fact that one of the ways I got to know you pretty well was through my older daughter who dated your center, a guy named Chris. And, of course, I found out later my son-in-law, my daughter did not end up marrying Chris. She married Larry, who's tremendous. I love him dearly like a son. I don't know that he was thrilled that I brought that up, but I had to in the context of tying it together because, you guys were always around together. You hung around a lot with Chris and Kristen, my daughter, and, you know, the same circle of friends. But it was funny when Rob would come over the house, and we had this hot tub, and I was never worried about you being around. I was a lot more worried when Rob was there, not so much with my own daughter, but with, like, the other girls around.
Well, you probably should have been.
Exactly. I said, I don't want any calls from parents being upset with us. You know, and I always kept an eye on him. But it was funny. He said, and I mentioned this on the show, but he was looking at some of my NFL memorabilia that I had there. He made a comment. He said, Mr. Carucci, he goes, one day you're going to write a paper about me. And I said, you know what, I'm sure, and he's since had a book written about him, so I know he's had a lot chronicled about his career. But anyway, it's been a fun story and an amazing story. Doug, for all the years that you've played in the league, think about family ties like this. This is pretty much as unique as it gets. I know there have been other ones.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously, you know, playing with Clay Matthews and having the brother Bruce, you see a lot of brothers. I guess my question is, did you guys play other sports?
Yeah, we were actually really good hockey players. And so, especially in the wintertime, because you're not playing baseball or football outside. So we were always at the rinks scoring goals. And
would they put you on the same team, or would they let you?
We were on the same team once in a while. So a lot of my friends say if I stuck with hockey and really put my mind to it, I'd be in the NHL right now. But I'm like, hey, I'm in the NFL. So.
I mean, you see so many of these high schools where they get the kids to concentrate on one sport, and it really, I think, doesn't help them develop as pure athletes overall.
Sure. And you know, I'm glad you brought that up because there's been so much discussion about the safety in the NFL, about trying to do everything possible to minimize concussions, and then the concern that you hear some players, you've heard the President of the United States say this too, of raising questions about whether they would let, now the President doesn't have a son, but whether they would let a son play football, and even some players have said that they'd not want to do that, not want that to happen, or that they are playing in this league so that their sons wouldn't have to make a living in the rough and tough world in the NFL. Where do you? I know you don't have a child yet, but where do you come down on that?
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Yeah. If I have a kid that's like a great hockey player or baseball player, I might push him in that direction a little more than football, but. Like my family, we did that all when we were younger, and then we didn't start football till high school. So my dad kept us away from it, kind of knowing that stuff, and introduced it to us to see if we liked it. And obviously, we all were really good and took off with it. So that's an option right there as well, to kind of hold your kids away a little till it's the right time when your body's more mature.
And I think playing a sport in general, because look at what it meant to you, not just that you could make a career of it and earn a living doing it, but all that means for both of you guys, Doug and his outstanding career with the Browns and you having played and been part of teams, it's that whole, there's something about it from a character building element.
Yeah, I mean, just playing football, it's like life. I mean, you have to work with people in life. You have teammates. Everything you do, you have to be there in time. The way you are in the locker room is how you'll be outside of football. And I've seen that with a lot of people. And if you can make it this far in football, you'd usually be like a successful businessman or whatever job you have. So it goes hand in hand with each other.
Doug, where are you on a lot of the criticism that you've heard regarding, you know, the safety of the sport and again, whether or not we're going to have to worry about parents or and moms in particular allowing their kids to play?
Well, I just, you know, I've always complained about it, but I think the NFL should make the mouth guard a mandatory piece of equipment, which, you know, you do have in college and you do have in high school, and I don't think you see the number of concussions at that level as you see at the pros. Granted, it's a more violent game at the pro level, and you got more snaps to have problems. But, you know, no, my son played soccer up into his sophomore year, and he transferred over to decided he wanted to try football. Mm-hmm. And I was complaining about that. It was one of the happier days of my life because I could relate to it. But, you know, as a father, you can't push your son to do something because you did it, and you let him do what he enjoys. And he decided that he thought he'd enjoy football more. And I think, you know, yeah, there's some things that the NFL has cleaned up that's going to help it. I mean, I can go back to, you know, when Butkus would, you know, if you're outside the white line, it didn't matter. He'd still hit you.
Right.
But, you know, but back then you didn't get fined. You just got a penalty. And sometimes people just felt, you know, probably more valuable for the team to take a cheap shot than it was to play clean. And the NFL has done a great job in regards to cleaning those things up. I mean, for them to go back, you know, you might not get a penalty on a play, but you might get a fine because afterwards they look at the tape, and so then you're, you know, you're a marked man, and they start looking for you. So I think that's a big, you know, step in trying to get the game cleaned up or eliminate some of the chances for injuries.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are broadcasting from Beechwood, from the Revel Wireless store at 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Come on out and see us. Dan Gronkowski is here. Doug Deacon is here. Chomps is here. A good crowd is here as well. So come on out and join us for the remaining time. We're here until the top of the hour. Vic Carucci with you. And much more coming up on the new home of Cleveland, of the Cleveland Browns, and of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, which has been its home. That's going to become a two-hour program. We'll get more information on that to come. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent breaded boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
NTV has changed the tire business. With ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing, you get the lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Saturday at NTV, buy three tires, get one free. Instantly, no rebate. All the big names, Goodyear, Pirelli, Cooper, Nitto, and more. Buy three tires, get one free. Instantly, no rebate. And with NTV's ready-to-roll prices, you get all the extras at no extra charge. Mounting, balancing, and valve stems included. Even flat repairs and free tire rotations for the life of the tire. Hurry in to NTV for buy three, get one free. Going on now through Saturday. Offer valid on select in-stock tires only. Buy three tires, get one free. Now through Saturday, you're ready to roll. NTV service, tires, and oil.
So what does it feel like to get the greatest haircut experience on earth at Lady Jane's in Willoughby? What does a soothing shampoo and scalp massage plus a hot lather neck shave followed by a hot towel treatment feel like? Well, say you're at the ball game and you catch a record-setting home run off the bat of a team superstar who's willing to trade you a sports car for that little ball rawhide. So you make the trade and then you're making your way home in a red Ferrari. That's what it feels like to get the greatest haircut experience on earth at Lady Jane's in Willoughby on Euclid Avenue just west of 355th Street. Haircuts are just $10 at Lady Jane's.
It's wicked awesome.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are at the Rebel Wireless store in Beachwood. It's 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Going to be out here for a little while longer till the top of the hour. And Browns fans, unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. Out here with Dan Gronkowski, tight end for the Browns, Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, and we are talking ball, talking some Browns football with you. And let's discuss what's going to begin Monday. It's the start of the off-season program. Can't get here fast enough, I'm sure, for you and for other players who have basically been... I know you want some R&R or whatever people want after a season, generally. And in your case, you know, you got signed early, like right at the end, right at the end of last season, knowing you were going to be part of this. You've been chomping at the bit, I'm sure, to like, hey, I want to show these guys what I can do.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't play all season, so right. I thought I would get picked up at some point, but it was a long year. So, I mean, I'm totally healthy. I feel like I'm 20 again, and I'm ready to go, so I can't wait for Monday. And I'm sure a lot of the other guys don't feel exactly how I do, but that should be an advantage for me. Just been able to stay in shape while everyone else kind of in vacation mode still.
I'm sure. Now let's talk about this because it's different under the rules of the, and I keep calling it, it's not the new NFL collective bargaining agreement, it's the one that was put in place a couple of years ago. But under the rules, it's not the same and with off-season workouts as it once was when you played earlier in the league, that you don't just jump into on-field stuff. In fact, for the first couple of weeks of April, you're not doing anything on the field at all. Explain how that's going to work.
Yeah, there's a lot of good advantages, just the wear on our bodies, not as much in the off-season, really get to take care of yourself. But then there's some things like you can't even touch a football until our first mini camp. So even since I've been here for the last month, I can work out, but I can't even go use the jugs machine to catch balls or anything, or none of the trainers can tell me what to do. They can spot me, but they can't tell me how to work out and stuff. So there's some cheesy stuff in there,
yeah,
but it's supposed to help us to our bodies just last longer.
So you can have like a football in your car. You just can't bring it in the
facility. Yeah, no footballs in the facility, and they can't give us any. But if you go train somewhere else, you can run around and catch footballs as much as you want.
So. All right, so what on your own, what have you been doing?
I just been here this last month just working out at the facility, getting to know the new coaches and stuff. And you see a lot of that usually teams down south because guys really stay around their facilities there. But right. up in Cleveland, people like to get down to the warmer weather during this time. And they'll train somewhere else with some professional coaches and stuff around the areas.
And I want to get to Doug on this. So, Doug, for a couple of weeks, no football stuff. And then by that second week of April, they're going to be on the field, and we'll be able to see that. But from your perspective, you've seen it always. You've done, dealt with it always as a former player. What are your thoughts on how this works and what its impact is on the product that's on the field?
Well, I mean, I think, the fact that they've gotten into weight training is really – is one way to prevent injuries. I mean, sure. if you do it the right way. I think, sometimes you can burn yourself out. I always felt that after a season I wanted to get away for about a month or so just to get my mind straight because there's a lot of pressure during the course of the season. I mean, right. You go to practice every day, you get through that, that's not the problem. But, when you're out there on game day, you get pretty well wired. And I think when you do that for 20 weeks, even the exhibition games to some extent you
sure.
would, because, personal pride doesn't want you, you don't want to look bad on a football field, and you're competing for a job. But, I think, depending on if you're a starter or if you're somebody trying to make the team or if
right.
you're a backup, there's different levels of competition. And I don't know. I guess I was one that always enjoyed the weight room once we got introduced to it
yeah.
and spent more time in there than anybody else because our strength coach back then was Dave Redding. And I asked him one day, when he first came, the first day on the job, I said, what can you do for me? And he said, I can put a few more years in your, career. And I said, well, it works for me, so let's
sure.
go to work. And
sure.
And he always said, he said, you were the key because you were the oldest guy. And if you didn't buy into it, I was going to have trouble selling it to the other guys.
When you're out there, Dan Gronkowski with us, tight end for the Browns, when you're out there on the field beginning in mid-April, you're going to see, you're going to see it before you get on the field, but it's going to, for the rest of us watching this, it's going to look different at the position dramatically so than from a year ago. You had Ben Watson on this team. He's no longer here. And you have a couple of new guys, Gary Barnage coming aboard and Kellen Davis coming aboard via free agency. Jordan Cameron's, of course, still here. You're here. Alex Smith. I mean, so you're going to know some people, but you're going to get, I guess, acquainted with some newcomers. How does that work out? And that's not the first that's happened to you in your playing time, but how does that work out?
Yeah, it's every year it's a challenge, especially if you're a bubble player, you got to just keep on fighting, keep on proving yourself. And no matter what, they're going to keep on bringing in more and more guys because every year there's a new guy that's supposed to be the best, the fastest, and you just got to keep fighting and keep performing to really to show everyone that you're better. And it just goes on year in year. And
sure.
And even if you have three good tight ends at the spot, they're still going to bring in other guys
right.
to really make sure you're staying on top of your game and pushing yourself.
But you have to be encouraged that the decision to bring you back was made, again, with people who were the quote, new regime, the regime that was going to replace the one that brought you in originally. So there had to be a feeling that there was at least something to look at in you again. Did you feel...
Yeah, definitely. I feel really good about that. I feel like I'm going to get a real good shot this year. I feel like I was performing at the highest level I have been in camp last year, and it's just unfortunate that they made some other decisions. But I'm back now. I'm still going at it, and that's what it's all about. It's just keep on going at it. There's guys that are on up to six or seven teams in their careers,
sure.
so I'm only halfway there if you look at it that way. But I'd like to stay here. I like the city. It's close to my hometown in Buffalo,
right.
and a lot of good people around here.
No, it's an easy commute, and you got a great support base there, and your wife's family's from there too. So, I think all of those things matter. I think as fans, people overlook that. They just see the number of the helmet. They don't know there's a human being in there too.
Well, I think fans look and say, oh, they're making so much money, they can live wherever.
Yeah.
Who cares about their personal life?
You flew here on a private helicopter.
Yeah.
Now, you told me something interesting, too, in the break. The family, your brothers and you, are doing a book and have a book coming out in July. Tell me.
Yeah, we got a pretty cool book coming out in July. It's actually it's going to be about our family, just each of us, but also some cool aspects about, like, mental toughness, sports training when you're younger. I think we got a lot of good insight on that. Something happened in our family with mental toughness. I can't sit there and tell you what. We were just kind of raised with it in our blood, and so we got some good insight into that. And it's just a really good read, and we'll really get you motivated.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to seeing that. You said it's coming out in July. What's the title?
Growing Up Gronk.
Growing Up Gronk.
Yeah.
I guess that's a heck of a title, too.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I think it's going to be outstanding. And I think, too, Doug, from the standpoint of the competition at the position and what we know this coaching staff wants to do with it, the other part of this discussion is the quarterback. Whoever that is as a starter, but let's talk about it being Brandon Whedon. He worked with no tight ends at Oklahoma State. He comes to the Browns last year. He's got Ben Watson. He's got Jordan Cameron. He's got plays designed to go there. And it seemed to me that as the season went on, he got more comfortable with that. And Watson certainly got a good number of catches among the leading receivers on the team. But I would think that he's got to make even a further transformation as much as anything else to the idea that the tight end is his friend, one of his best friends on the team.
Yeah, the tight end is definitely going to be one of his friends. Now, the other part about it last year, you know, he had two wide receivers for the most part that were, one was a rookie, one was in his second year. They're learning a new offense, so you had a bunch of people on the same page. And when you're trying to execute and trying to think at the same time, things get really kind of muddled, and I think it slows down the tempo of play. And the quarterback expects somebody to be here, and he's not there. By the same token, you know, the receiver does. So, you know, and they always say that it takes a quarterback a couple years to learn the West Coast offense.
Sure.
And, he kind of got it force-fed, you know, into him and things like that. So I think you're going to see a big, you know, elevation across the board with the wide receivers and the quarterback in as much as, you know, they're going to get an extra training camp. You know, they're going to – or off-season mini camp.
Right.
With the rookie coach. So I think, you know, hopefully the fact that they really kind of take the people they have and cater their offense to it, as opposed to this is our offense, you go run these plays. You know, if you got somebody that does something well, take advantage of that.
Dan, how much from the time back in the day when you were quarterback at Williamsville, New York, North High School, did that play into, because from there you became a tight end at Maryland, but how much is your quarterbacking background? And on defense, you were kind of like a rover sort of safety. What were you? You were like a
safety and a linebacker.
And a linebacker, yeah. You were a big safety. But anyway, but how much of that, even that too, plays into your understanding of the tight end position?
Oh, it helps so much, especially being a quarterback back in the day. I know what they're looking at. I know where the holes are, so I got to sit there because I know he's going to throw to me. If I'm between two guys instead of close to another one, just finding the areas, knowing what he's thinking, how fast he's got to get the ball out, with knowing that guys are closing in on him, I know how he's feeling right there. And, also on defense, I've played some defense also. And it's always good to have that perspective as well, knowing what they're trying to accomplish. When they see us line up in a certain way, what they're thinking and all that as well.
So that stayed with you throughout.
Definitely. And I think that's one. And I was really tired playing when I was both ways in high school, but I think it's paid off.
I remember you were definitely a 60-minute man. All right. We've got much more coming up from the Rebel Wireless store in Beechwood. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Dan Gronkowski with Doug Deacon here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi.
I'll take a chicken pizziola melt, please.
passport, please?
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm going to need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get the Subway Prado to enjoy the Delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizziola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This just in. Subway is introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking things off with the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. Yes, you heard that right. With tender, juicy chicken and crisp veggies on freshly baked bread, the oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select is available all month long as one of our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than a wine additional charge for extras.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
What's up, my brother? Forgive me for being so fired up. But for a true pastor, Easter is like the Super Bowl. It's like the seventh game of the championship. The most succinct synopsis of Easter is this. He got up so you could get up, my brother. I want you to meet me at North High School this Friday, Good Friday, at 8 p.m. in Akron, Ohio. We're having something called the Midnight Rumble for Men. I'm preaching a word about how to be a better father, a better husband, how to get your finances in order, most of all, fall in love with Jesus. Afterwards, we're having a hoop tournament upstairs in the gym. We're giving away 4 G's to whoever wins the tournament, $1,000 to the runner-up, and Fifth Third is partnering with us. Also, we're having an Xbox tournament, hoop and football, $500 to whoever wins. Man, I want you to go to wordcity.org or call the office at 216-332-WORD and register your squad. We'll see you there, and we love you.
Watching our kids and grandkids that play outside creates awesome memories. It's just not the same to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Hi, this is Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle in the Middle and 500, Red Rover, and Beanbag Toss? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free no-obligation quote on having us turn your lawn into where childhood memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great yard games and descriptions for them to play. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories. We use only golf course quality, time-released, granular fertilizers that meter out over 8 to 10 weeks and make environmental sense. Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and your friends and neighbors. So call 216-289-5446 or go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This football Thursday edition from Rebel Wireless in Beechwood, the store here, 24345 Chagrin Boulevard. Been hanging out for this hour with Doug Deacon for the Browns Radio Network, with Dan Gronkowski, tight end for the Browns. It has been fun. We've had a lot of people show up here and be part of this, and it's been a historic day. I mean, I can't say this enough. What a great day this has been, the announcement of the Browns' new radio rights deal, which really sets a precedent, I think, that's going to resonate league-wide. The fact, number one, that the Browns will be heard on 3 radio stations, okay, simultaneously, obviously right here, ESPN 850 WKNR, and then the 2 CBS radio affiliates in town. And this is a direct all sports competitors merging to make this thing happen. As Doug referenced earlier, kind of the Steelers-Browns rivalry, but coming together to do something great, which is allow people more opportunities to get Browns games and Browns programming. There's going to be more than 1,000 hours of Browns-related content, including this show, which will go to a second hour in this new deal. So we are fired up about that and have been very fired up to have with us Doug Deacon. Doug, thank you for coming out today.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Dan Gronkowski, thank you. And I wish you all the best of luck, man.
It was a pleasure.
And,
good
you know,
stuff.
When I look at you out there, I still remember that quarterback I watched back in high school. So you got to stick with me. You know, we got it. The Western New Yorkers got to stick
together.
You
got to give me a throw down the field.
I would like that. All right. We want to thank Doug and Dan. We want to thank Bridget Hazika. Want to thank Kayla Lockhart. Want to thank Adam Cahill. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be back with you again tomorrow on this show. By the way, Ohio State Hoops is next on ESPN 850 WKNR.